Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, the word habitation is their job, their dwelling place, where their job assignment. We're going to get back to this, okay? He hath reserved an everlasting chains under darkness, under to the judgment of the gray of that great day. So we find there are some angels that are in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. So we find there are some angels that are chained. Are you following? Okay. Turn me to Revelation chapter number 9. When we did the study of the book of Revelation, we found in verse number 14 of Revelation chapter number 9, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. I won't go into any more detail. That's a lot going on here. Time won't allow. But already you've seen some different places where there's some angels. We already agree and we see that there are angels that were fallen, they are loosed on this earth. They are free to roam. There are some that are that we read in Jude, verse number 6, that are chained, reserved unto judgment. And we find if when we're reading the book of Revelation, that during the tribulation period, God will open the gates of hell, so to speak, and will allow these angelic beings who've been chained for thousands of years, he's going to let them go, and they're going to get on the earth. Remember, we talked about this, and they're going to plague mankind and all. These are the angels that are in those chains, and he's going to let them go for a little bit during the tribulation period. But we also see four angels who are under the river Euphrates. I take that very literally. Anyway, and the four angels, verse number 15, and the four angels were loosed and prepared for an hour, a day, a month, and a year, and they to slay a third part of men. And the army, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, which is what, 2 million, or is that right? 200,000? 200,000. Yeah, 200 million. Oh, he said, and I heard a number, and there is so much, like a, get here. I just want you to see the angelic realm as a whole. That's what I want you to see this morning. There are some that are free on this earth. There are some that are, we read, that are chained up into the fire. Then there are some that are under the river Euphrates. Now, why are they in different places? A good question. A great question. Here's my opinion. Again, we talked about this last week. Somebody, we was at, had a missions conference this whole, had a great week. We were sitting at supper table. You talking about food? Friday night? I've never seen nothing like it. Real quick. Oh, man, I got five. Real quick. There was food Friday night like I've never seen. We had regular food tables set up, and people kept bringing in food. And we had to put food on where the salad table was. We had to push all the salad table, and still wasn't enough. And that little push cart that they push out, had to put food on. I could go on and on and on. Food everywhere. Now, how did I get on that subject? What was I talking about, Doug, Danny? The what? Oh, okay. That, I take it. Where did? How did they come? Why are some here? Why some here? Okay. I got one more. 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 4. This is another one. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Again, that's a thought that there are some angels that are in hell. There are some that are under the roof of Euphrates, and there's some are walking under. Why is that? Okay, here again. Oh, it's my armpit. Okay, and opinions are like armpits. That's how I got on this one. We all have two, and they both stink. This is my opinion. Okay. Then when Satan fell, remember, there's basically that. We know the Bible speaks of there's one archangel. Who's the archangel? Michael. Michael has his order. When we study Michael, he has an order. Okay. Then we have what's Gabriel. He's that messenger. He has an order. Okay. Remember when Gabriel came to talk to Daniel, they had to fight for a while in the mess. Gabriel's angels and Satan's demons. Remember that story? So we know of at least three angelic groups. There's Satan, Lucifer, there's Michael, and there's Gabriel. Those are the ones that have been named in Scripture. That's been named. I know in Maccabees and these other things, there's all kinds of different angelic names. But in the Bible, three: Lucifer, Michael, Gabriel. Okay. They all had their job assignments. Remember we talked about, by the way, the seraph had a job, the cherub had a job, the angels had a job. Anyway, long story short, when Satan fell, he took a third part of the angels. I believe that those angels that was under Satan and his, what we call, jurisdiction, when they followed Satan, they were the ones who were on the earth free to roam like Satan. Are you following? And the ones that are cast into everlasting fire, the fire, and the ones that are chained, the four angels that are in the Euphrates, I believe, are the ones who came from Michael's order and Gabriel's order. Because they left, the Bible says in Jude 6, they left their habitation, their first estate, their job. You're supposed to be here, but when Satan fell, you left Gabriel's. Y'all get the picture? You left Gabriel's order. And you followed Lucifer. You left Michael's order. I know y'all think I'm way out there, but it's my opinion that that's why the Lord put some in everlasting, because they left, the Bible says, their first estate, their own habitation. And so, again, do y'all see what I'm saying? I may be way off, and when we're in heaven, the Lord may say, Walt, you was really wrong about that one. I wouldn't argue with anybody, but through my own Bible study, that's how else could those angels, why some are in everlasting or in chains? Why are some free to roam? Why are some in the river Euphrates? Again, it's my opinion. It's my opinion that the ones who are chained in everlasting either came from Michael's order or Gabriel's order. I'm thinking more Michael, that's in under four river Euphrates. My thought, they came under Michael's, because Michael's the guardian. I mean, that's what he does. And there's probably more in the angels. I'm really going out there. Let me give you one more. Do you know that 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 4, says that we will judge angels? What angels are we going to judge? And I said this, and we were going to quit, because we got a big day lined up today. Those devils, the demons, these fallen angels who are free on this earth, who've been bothering us, God will give us the ability to apprehend them during the tribulation period, not now, but during the tribulation period, and apprehend them. And because God said, Paul said, don't you know we're going to judge angels? We're not going to judge good angels, the holy angels, it's the unholy angels. I think it's the ones who have been giving us a lot of problems. We'll have a glorified body, and we'll be able to do something with them rascals. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but that's all right. I said it before, I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. Amen. Let's pray. Father, you're good to us. Lord, we praise you. I read this morning, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, we are made in your likeness, in your image. Lord, we're special people. And because of that, you came and you died for us. We thank you for that. And Lord, it's our prayer that if there's anybody here today that knows you not as Savior, that today be that day that they call upon your name. Bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.